Okay, today is Dalet Shvat. It's Chavtes Shvat, the 4th of February. It's Dalet February. We're on page Ayin Aleph, third parak, again on the subject of Torah. So we have a fascinating Gemara in Megillah that if a person says he toiled and he didn't succeed, don't believe him. I didn't toil and I did succeed, don't believe him. Yagati Amatasi. I toiled and I succeeded, you should believe him. But it's not. It doesn't say succeed, it says found. And then the Gemara makes the following clarification. This is all with regard to Divrei Torah, and what within Divrei Torah? Sharpness, l'chedudei, to get things clear. Havana, aval ukme girsa, but to establish girsa, which means to maintain the text, to maintain the knowledge of what it says. Siyatam and Shmayahi. That's help from heaven. Retention is probably the best way to retain the gear, so that's Siyata Deshmaya. Understanding, that's comes from Yigiya. We might have thought exactly the opposite, but toil. Yogeya means to wear out, to work hard. So, says Rev Volba, it's interesting, he has like a pshetel here that he maintains as a dvar emes and his fundamental. It's interesting. When it comes to sharpness, there's nobody who won't be successful if he toils in Torah. It's only to retain, to maintain and retain the gear, so that's siyata deshmaya alone. Behine. Now, Yadua Shagroz al Medayek, it's well known that the Vilna Gaon was Medayek, means he read something exactingly to make an inference. Kigam Achre Hayigia Batorah, Ein Ha'aliyah Davar Ba'Mimela, that even after the toil in Torah, the elevation is not something that comes automatically. Elahirak Begeder Metzia. It's more within the definition of, it's only in the definition of something that is found. Sha'achre Hayigia Motzim. After toil, we find. It's like you work hard at something, and then it's like you're walking down the street and you find something. She'ein ha'atzlocha totzah tivis mehayigia. The success is not a natural result, a natural outcome of the hard work. Elagam kein rak siyata deshmaya. It's also siyata deshmaya. And if A causes B, it's natural. If you do A, and then Hashem gives you a gift of B, or I shouldn't say gift, He gives A, lets you find B, that's still finding, that still seems to be siyata deshmaya. So this raises the obvious question. So what happens here is the Vilna Gaon says something, but once he says that, it makes the whole Gemara difficult. The simple reading of the Gemara is that when you toil, you will gain understanding, sharpness in Torah. To retain the siyata deshmaya. But the Vilna Gaon points out that even when you toil, the Gemara refers to it as a metziah, as something you find. When you walk down the street and you find something, that came from Hashem, that didn't come from your hard work. So when you toil, you then find, which means it comes from Hashem.
Huh?
Right, you're finding, like finding something you lost. Right, you had it before and you lost it. But his point here is, so according to the Gaon, either way, it's something from Hashem. The simple reading of the Gemara is, understanding comes from you. You work hard, you'll understand. Retaining comes from Hashem. But then the Gaon is saying that even when it comes to understanding, you toil, but then it's something you find. It's not something that came from your hard work.
You can reconcile that by just saying that by the hard work you create a vessel by which Hashem then bestows the find on you.
Okay, and the retention?
That's also from Hashem.
Right, so that means, but they're both, you're creating some kind of thing, but it's still siyata deshmaya. What he's going to do is say there's a difference between a gift and a found object. Let's see. The Pasuk says when it's talking about their traveling, it says, they went from Midbar to Matana. But there's a drush on that. If a person makes himself like a desert, that everybody just tramples, Talmudo miskayim biyado. Then his learning is retained in his hand. Make yourself like a midbar. I'm a nobody. I'm the dust, the sand of the Sahara Desert. Then you'll retain Torah. V'sham hamedubar ba'ukmei girsa. Now, which area of Torah are we talking about there? It's talking about retention. Talmudo miskayim biyado. His learning will remain in his hand. It doesn't say Talmudo will be understood. It says it'll remain, which is clearly talking about retention. So v'zehu mimidbar matana. So from being a midbar, you get the gift of Torah retaining in your hand. So l'fizeh misbarer ha'hevdel. Based on this, the distinction becomes clear. Chidud hu begeder metziya. This is what I said before. So it's a pshetel. This sounds like almost like a vart that somebody would say, but he holds this to be the real pshat. He's basing real rules off of this. Sharpness, you know, being able to answer a question and figure out distinctions and get the Gemara clear, that's a metzia. That's like something you find. Maintaining, retaining what you learned is a gift. So what's the difference? Gidrei kinyanim shonim l'metziyu l'matana. Halachically speaking, there are different rules of acquisition for something you find versus a gift. Shebemetziyu ein das acheres makne v'kinyan hu yoser kal. When it comes to a found object, there's no das acheres makne. Das acheres makne means when you're transferring title, you're transferring ownership from one party to another. So there's the recipient and what he's doing, and there's the giver and what he's doing. You need a das acheres makne. If I'm giving something to you, I'm part of the equation. You need my intention to give. If you're finding something that's hefker, and there's no giver, there's just you, the finder, it's easier. You know, anything that requires only one party, you know, fewer lawyers when you have only one party. So a metzia, it's all you. You work at it, and then Hashem makes it like you found it. He helps you find it. But you don't need a das acheres makne.
But it,
right, so it's really all from one side. Uv matana, but a gift, das acheres makne, uveloza in kinyan. It's so funny, because intuitively I would have thought it's the exact opposite. To get the words, I can do myself. To have the insight of what it really means, you know, that you had a kasha and something that goes into your mind, no, the Rambam really means like this. That I would have thought that is Hashem giving it as a gift. He's saying the opposite. He's saying to retain Torah knowledge is a gift. Hashem has to give it to you. To find insight in Torah, you know, to figure out, you're learning something difficult and you thought up an answer, that is a metziah. That's the way he says it. L'chedudei ba'inan gam kain siyata d'shmaya. To be sharp, you also need siyata d'shmaya. Ach rak begeder metziah. But it's like a found object. Ulam, however, ukme girsa drushas yata deshmai bebachini yoser gedola. To maintain your girsa, to know. I mean, people learn through a lot in their lives, but how much do you have that you could say over, recall it sharply? That's a siyata deshmai at a greater realm. A bechini I've mentioned means like a realm. Begeder matan, it's like a gift. Which is a very good proof. He mentions it in passing. But Chazal say Moshe Rabbeinu learned and forgot until Hashem gave it to him like a gift. So for a human mind to be able to retain Torah is a gift from Hashem, in the sense of Hashem has to give it to you, not just you find it. We thus find different definitions of siyata d'shmaya. L'chidud b'inan yigia. For sharpness, for understanding, you need hard work. Vayidei yigia zochem l'metziya. And then you find it, like something you found on your own. Megalam lo'enav li'yageya v'hu ro'as ha'dorim. Somebody who works hard, they open his eyes, and he sees the things. Begeder ro'as ha'metziya. Like you're walking down the street, and all of a sudden you notice something on the side of the road. If he just has the hard work, we're sure that he'll find through it sharpness and svara. But he's
going to say it. The going seems like he's saying it's something different, that even that's a gift.
According to the Vilna Gaon,
even finding it's a gift according to
the... But I don't want to use the word gift because that confuses the issue.
It's from Hashem.
Yeah, it's like a found object. You walk down the street, you found something. To retain it is a matana. Okay.
Right. Got it.